If we can keep the elders in their own homes for a longer period of time, they basically are in the environment that they know and trust, and loved ones are watching over them, so they have a greater confidence over the longer period of time.
Could technology be the key to keeping the planet's aging populations healthy? This is Future Lab, the online radio series of Intel Labs. I'm Jason Lopez. The baby boom generation has started reaching retirement age. By some estimates, more than 10,000 people a day will turn age 65 this year. Seniors account for the majority of healthcare. By the year 2050, more than 2 billion people on the planet will be in their golden years. But researchers are developing highly sensitive monitoring devices that could help elders remain healthier for longer. Deirdre Kennedy reports.
Researchers around the globe are developing technologies to help aging adults live independently, even with chronic health conditions. So-called ambient assistant living systems use embedded sensors around the home to track a person's behaviors and try to assess whether they might be developing a disease state or suffering a decline in function. Terry O'Shea is principal engineer with Intel's Digital Health Research and Innovation Group.
So a lot of the things that we're working on is making sure that these sensors actually see and can detect the right areas in the household, that they actually report the right information to some kind of aggregator or computer PC that's in the household that can store that data and make the appropriate inferences about human behavior.
Until recently, O'Shea says, most ambient sensors employed passive infrared or PRI systems, like those used for home security. But that technology could only tell when a person walked into a room at a certain point. O'Shea's group has developed sensors that can gauge how long a person is in a kitchen, for example, and pretty accurately tell whether the person is cooking instead of skipping meals. Using context-aware sensors, it can also tell if they're in the same room with their medication at the same time they're supposed to take it. Sensors can track how fast a particular person walks through a room and infer from that whether they're losing their balance.
A lot of companies have fall detectors, but they detect the event that you have fallen. And that's when the injuries already have occurred. So we're trying to actually get ahead of the game and say, understanding how fast they move for their household and how that changes over time, we can actually start to predict the onset of issues that lead to falling. And we have a good indication of whether or not the person who we're studying, because of the changes in their gait speed and their pattern, whether or not they will be a faller in the near term or not.
One of the advantages of passive sensors is that elders often forget to put on body-worn devices or neglect to charge the batteries. One sensor platform can detect even small fluctuations in the vital signs of a person sitting in a chair by measuring radio waves that bounce off the chest.
We use a phenomena called Doppler radar, the same that's used in the weather. We just use it on the cell phone bands, and through what's called ballistiocardiogram, we can actually detect those fluctuations can actually detect the person's heartbeat, respiration. We actually know then, without contacting the person, as long as the devices are in the same room, we can tell who it is, what position they're in, and we can actually start to understand their state of health ongoing and monitor them without touching them at all.
Of course, there are times when touch can be a key indicator of a person's mental state. By getting subjects to wear finger sensors while doing an assigned task, researchers are able to track the person's galvanic skin response, the tiny levels of sweat on their fingertips, and from that create a biofeedback loop to help improve his or her concentration.
We actually track their attentiveness through the sensors that are worn on their fingers while they're doing various tasks like the Sudoku games and crossword puzzles. And as they start to wander off or think about other things, then the sensor beeps and reminds them to continue on the task, to get it completed, and by doing that day in and day out and that kind of exercise, it actually reinforces the memory structures that are already there and starts to develop new paths. So we've shown that there's actually an improvement in memory over the short term. The cognition actually starts to expand and rebound.
Those kind of capabilities are part of a sea change in the way healthcare will be delivered in the future, says Eric Dishman, Intel's Director of Health Innovation and Policy. He believes the current system of going to a doctor in an office or a clinic for a health evaluation is outmoded and inefficient.
Well, if you think about, you know, the way a clinic visit works today, you drive to the hospital, they take your blood pressure and a few vital signs if you're lucky, and, you know, your blood pressure is probably pretty high because you've just tried to find a parking space in that hospital parking lot. And now a doctor's going to come in and visit you for 10 to 15 minutes. And based on that sort of quick data that they got from you that may or may not be accurate, they're going to make a bunch of ultimately life and death decisions about the drugs that you're going to go on or the subsequent tests that you need. You know, it's really kind of crazy given that we actually can take your vital signs and measure increasingly with cell phones that you'll be wearing and sensors that will be in your home in the future, a wide range of vital signs on an ongoing basis that really more accurately represent how you're doing, not just that kind of once a year shot in the dark that occurs for 10 minutes.
Intel has been working with healthcare providers, insurance companies, and medical schools to shift care away from hospitals and clinics. They're working with a platform Intel developed several years ago called the Health Guide. It's a dedicated in-home kiosk with a 12-inch touchscreen and speakers that can be programmed to teach the patient and their families to measure vital signs at home.
Put the blood pressure cuff on your arm as shown.
The kiosk then feeds that data to the patient's healthcare providers securely over the internet.
To start the blood pressure cuff, touch Next to continue.
If the person's values are outside the normal range, it will ping their physician or ask them questions like,
are you feeling more tired than usual or having more difficulty with routine activities?
Clinicians at the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing and Medicine have installed the kiosks in the homes of elderly patients with congestive heart failure. Associate Professor Patricia Abbott says when the patient is involved with tracking their own health signs, they become much more aware of how their behavior affects their health.
They actually have their data, and they can see their data, and then all of a sudden, the point, it becomes a real teachable moment because they can see the fact that their blood pressure is going up and their weight is going up, and that is usually a sign of impending heart failure. And then what we see in normal situations is they head off to the emergency room. And if we have the device in the home, we can start to see that trending, and then we can intervene as providers.
The clinician can chat with the patient by video conference and tell them to put their feet up, reduce their sodium, and wait for their blood pressure to come back down, avoiding a hospital visit altogether. Abbott says these kind of technologies could take an enormous burden off the healthcare system.
People, when they're in their own homes for a longer period of time, will actually live a healthier, happier life. When they're moved away from that environment, the environment that they've known for a long time, it's an added stressor on the mind, on the memory, and on the body. And then when they're transitioned from, say, that home to an assisted living facility, that's a move, and they're around people they haven't been used to, that they don't trust, that they're not aware of, and that basically brings about a greater deterioration of both the mind and the body because of those stressors, right? If we can keep the elders in their own homes for a longer period of time, they basically are in the environment that they know and trust, and loved ones are watching over them, people that they trust and can associate with, so they have a greater confidence over the longer period of time.
Intel recently launched a new company with GE called Care Innovations to develop and market healthcare technologies. One of the main challenges to adoption, says Dishman, is the current lack of broadband internet access in the U.S. A third of Americans have no access to high-speed broadband on which the technology relies. But that could change soon. President Obama recently outlined plans to spend $5 billion to extend wireless broadband to 98% of the country over the next 5 years. For Future Lab, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.
That's our show for today. Future Lab is the online radio series from Intel Labs. If you'd like to hear other programs, you can check them out at iTunes or at connectedsocialmedia.com. Intel Labs is at intel.com/research.